Thank you for coming. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you once again, Pastor, for the opportunity. Can we share prayer together? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come in our midst. Fulfill your counsel. Raise for yourself competent men willing to serve your will and to glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, you may be seated. What we want to attempt to achieve this morning is to define a few terminologies in the context of the prophetic. Definition of terms. Turn your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13. We want to define terminologies. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The first terminology I'd like us to define is seal. Seal. Because when we begin to do business in God's frame of reference, these terminologies I'm attempting to define are things that we're going to be encountering. So we need to understand them technically so that we can embrace them experientially. So the Bible says that we have been sealed. The word seal has one basic meaning, but it has an application in a few other scriptures that is a little bit different from its basic meaning. And I mean all through the scriptures. Alright, let me define the first meaning. The first meaning of the word seal is to close up or to make classified. To close up or to make classified. You will find that in the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 16. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 16, Isaiah chapter 29 verse 11. Let's start with 8 verse 16. He said, bind up the testimony, seal up the law among my disciples. Go to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11. Quickly. Isaiah 29, verse 11. And the vision of all is become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed, which when men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. That means it is classified. So in dealing with God, there are several, you must understand that there are several classified things that God intends to bring you into. For instance, the golden scripture that captures this matter that I want to raise is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 to verse 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 6 to verse 10. We must understand that the warfare of thrones is domiciled in the administration of seals. When two princes begin to contend for territory, for influence, in a certain place, the kind of warfare that is going to be on display is in the context of sealed things. Part of the problems that Joseph had was because he did not handle sealed things properly. When those dreams were unveiled to him, those were sealed matters. that has to do not just with him, his survival, or his glory. It also had to do with the preservation of Israel. But he did not understand. He thought it was just a dream, and he was sharing it in the marketplace. The implication of that was that he became Satan's target. And the second implication was that he triggered warfare that were unnecessary. Now, if you don't understand the matter that we're talking about here, you will find yourself fighting wars that are not directly related to your calling or to your destiny. Those are the wars that will deplete. Those are the wars that will distract. Those are the wars that will siphon the capacity that you should deploy on critical matters of destiny. Are you still with me? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning from verse 6. How be it, the Bible says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world which come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, this wisdom, God classified it. God decided to hide it. And the purpose for which this wisdom is hidden is not because God intends to hide something from you, but God intends to hide something for you. These matters that we are talking about are ancient matters that were fructified in the context of hallowed antiquity, in eternity past, before creation even began. And God set those things in classified mode because he intends to unveil them strategically in your life, and it will become a springboard into higher pedestals of glory. Give me that verse quick. He said, we speak wisdom. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Go on. Which none of the princes of this world knew. So you will see that there is a deficiency in Satan's knowledge and data bank. You will notice when Satan came into the Garden of Eden, the first thing that he did was to bring a question to Eve. The reason was because his data bank is deficient, and he needs to manipulate you to supply the information that he needs in order for him to form a weapon against you. Now, if Satan ever gains the upper hand in your case, it's because he was able to employ you to furnish him with information that he does not have in order for him to become suitable enough to attack you. He said the princes of this world do not have access to the economy of these mysteries that were kept classified because God intended to make you rise when darkness seeks to prevail. It is for your glory. So part of the things that God puts in place for your advantage are sealed things. He said none of these princes of this world can ever know it. He now gave us an example of one of the times where sealed things were deployed to discomfit the enemy. And that was in the crucifixion of Jesus. He said if the princes had known, if it is true that Satan is as knowledgeable as many people think, the first thing he wouldn't have done was to crucify the Lord of glory. Because he thought he killed him, but he only set him free. In sealed things, when sealed things are administered, the hidden wisdom of God goes into action. And it looks initially like foolishness. And because it looks that way, Satan is likely to despise it. However, it will produce things that Satan will regret in the days to come. Now, having established this, I would like us to Take a scripture and begin a quick journey. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. This is the way things work. The Bible says, the way of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. Please underline kings. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It is in keeping with God's glory for things to be classified. Because when God seals something with his glory, there is no other source that you can look to unravel the things that God has sealed with his glory. You are compelled to come to him to unlock the seal. Whether you believe him or not, if what you want is to unlock that seal, you will need to come to him and the valley. Then he will decide whether he wants to unveil it or not. It is his flow to what? To conceal a thing, and it is the honor of kings to search out matters. So part of your job description as a New Testament saint is that you are into searching business. You see, and your carnal attempts, your cerebral attempts to search out matters is going to be deficient in this case, because the seals here are sealed with the glory of God. And that's why there is only one chartered personality that has the ability to search into these matters. The Bible says that the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God, meaning that there is a search facility that is deeper than Google, that you will need to uncover several things that were kept classified because God had an intention to give you an advantage. And if by any means you don't look like someone that is advantaged, your circumstances seem not to suggest that you are on the advantage, it is because it's a symptom that suggests that you have not yet begun to enter into the economy of sealed things. Like I said before, it is by the administration of seals that principalities are defeated. Because it is within a context that is superior to what they can access. When a seal breaks, it comes out with wisdom, such wisdom that shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. You will notice that there's a scenario in the book of Genesis chapter 41, when Pharaoh had a dream. He rose up from his dream. He remembered the dream, but he didn't know the interpretation, because it was what? Still. Just like you can have a dream and you wake up, you know it, but you don't know what it means. And meanwhile, you were able to do permutation and combination in the university. In the book of Job, chapter 32, one of Job's friends began to reveal how that God is greater than man. And he gave us evidences, a few scenarios to suggest that God is greater than man. One of the scenarios he created was that God will give you a dream, and when you wake up, you will still understand it. You have the picture. You understand what you saw. But you see, the revelation that came to you did not come on the strength of your cerebral power. It came by the spirit of revelation. And except you tap into the economy of the spirit of wisdom, you will never be able to enter into the knowledge of him. The Bible says it will require the spirit of revelation and the spirit of wisdom in order for us to enter into the economy of the knowledge of him. And the experience of this entrance is in the fact that the eyes of your understanding will suddenly be what? So God gave Pharaoh a dream and sealed it. And those were the days when God wanted to pedestal Joseph over and above the sorcerers and the wise men of Egypt. If God wants to orchestrate a promotion, what he will do is that he will create something and then put a seal on it. And only the sons of Zion that are kings, whose preoccupation is to search into matter. I hope you know there are more questions in Nigeria than answers. The reason is because many things are sealed. I'm not a politician. But I would have spoken more if I was offline. There are thieves. So many questions on almost every aspect of our nationhood. There is no insight to unravel what it will take to produce the advantage. That's where the sons of Zion are needed. I'm not talking about education. Education is good. We all have it. But I've seen professors that are bound because the knowledge that is acquired on the soil of your soul doesn't have the capacity to command deliverance unto Jacob. A man had to be brought from the dungeon to come unravel a seal. See, in the days of sealed things, it is only a person that a certain seal is addressed to that has the authority to break it. There is an anointing, there is a grace that God makes available to penetrate sealed matters. Meanwhile, that's number one. Number two is the case of Nebuchadnezzar. A man has a dream, he wakes up, he forgets it. And then he now calls wise men to come and first of all retrieve the thing from the hardware that has crashed. Retrieve that. And then when you have successfully retrieved it, you now interpret. Has it happened to you before? A powerful idea came into your heart and you did not write it, and then the thing just left. You had that. Sealed. In that day, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, because the idea of the prosperity of Babylon was tied to a certain aspect of their government, which we can call Ministry of Wisdom. If Nebuchadnezzar comes to your village and conquers the village, if there's anybody in that village that has access to the spirit realm, maybe by divination, maybe by astrology, maybe by necromancy, maybe by witchcraft, maybe those ones are spared. They don't kill those ones. They admit, they employ them to the Ministry of Wisdom. Because he knows that he needs spiritual advantage, spiritual insight to be able to stay ahead. And that was how people like Daniel got to employment. But it's a whole bag of all kinds of priests. The ones that see into water. The ones that write on the sand. The ones that go into the forest. It's a bag of practitioners. And when God wanted to separate one from the other, he brought sealed matters. Sealed things. The Chaldeans and the magicians told the king that no king on earth has ever required this from any wise man. This knowledge does not exist with men. Only the spirit of the Holy Ghost can tap into this frequency. So our priesthood is limited. There is no holiness in it. Because of that, it's too heavy to go high enough to tap into the secrets that you seek. When God wants to separate the sons of Zion from the sons of the bondwoman, what he does is that he administers sealed things. So the Bible says that we have not received the spirit which is of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. So it means we have access to this matter. So if you are not operating by them, it is not God's fault. Sealed things. Are you with me? Alright. So, in the context of sealed things, your authority as a king is measured by two parameters. First parameter is called access. Second parameter is called entrance. Access and entrance. Let's do some scripture work. 1 Samuel 9:17-19 quickly. 1 Samuel 9:17-19. When you begin to pray in the spirit, and you have prayed to a point where the influence of your priesthood has affected your vocal cord, the utterance is now flowing, not because you are meditating on it. It just flows out of the engine of your spirit. At that time, you have begun to mount up with wings. And when you begin to mount up with wings, there is a point in Christ that you find yourself that you are baptized with discernment. It is this baptism of discernment that opens the gate of perception. Perception. But you see, the extent to which you can explore the possibility that perception brings is determined by weight. 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 If you lack weight, you are going to find that you have an idea, but the idea is not adequately articulated. It means that you actually have perception, but you don't have articulation. You have access, but no entrance. First Samuel, quickly. First Samuel 9. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, Behold, the man whom I speak to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Yes. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thy heart. Now listen, the things pertaining to the strategic policies of heaven that were about to be implemented in this season were already trapped in Saul's heart. Are you there? But he couldn't access it because there were still matters. You are not with me. Is it? Since you are not with me, let's just leave that for. You see, there's no time to help you understand. You need to fast before you come to work there so that your reception will be on a high level. Are you with me? It is possible for you to be burdened by something. Okay, have you ever experienced a situation where you lost your peace, but you don't know why you lost your peace? It means that the thing, your spirit has accessed the thing, the intelligence, but you don't know the intelligence. It has not yet occurred to your mind what your spirit is beginning to experience. Now, this is what the Bible says. It says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. That's present tense. Doth. My spirit hath. Past tense, rejoice in the God of my salvation. So her spirit and rejoice, that was the experience in the spirit. It was rejoicing. But when it came into the soul, it was magnification. So part of what the soul does is that it magnifies activities that take place in the spirit. It is possible for you to contact something in the spirit and it is sealed from the understanding in your soul. Now in that situation, you cannot benefit from that impartation. This guy had the burden upon his heart. He couldn't interpret what it was because it was sin. Then Samuel the prophet came and said, Go on, you will eat with me today. And I will tell you, the real thing that you are seeking is not the answers of your father. For your information, they are found. So you are not here because of the pilgrimage of searching for answers. You are here because there's something locked in your spirit. It is sealed. And you will need the services of a prophet to unlock it. So I will tell you what is in thy heart. So this first scripture is about access. Second scripture is in the book of Acts chapter 7 verse 23. Acts 7, 23, help me. And when this is speaking about Moses, he was full 40 years old, he came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. This is entrance. The guy was just going. Are you with me? Then the Bible says, it came. The question today is, what is it? What is it? Suddenly, destiny came into his heart. And based on what came into his heart, he knew that the next place to be is to go and visit his brother. It is this visit that led to a string of events that pushed him into the wilderness and he came face to face with destiny. Listen to me. There are many things that are locked in your spirit. They are sealed. In fact, are you there? In fact, the Bible reveals that we were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. And the word used for sealed in the Greek talks about a stamp. A stamp of authenticity is a proof that you are actually God's man. And it will interest you to know that a seal is an instrument that only exists in the original. You don't have duplicate copies of seals. A seal is always original. The Bible says concerning Moses that it came into his heart. Because it had come into his heart, he could now begin to walk with it. The first prayer point this morning is that God will do something. Some of us have begun to sense things. But you can't articulate fully what you are sensing. You must understand that your destiny is going to come from within you. What will make you great is not what you pick from Harvard. Thank God for the enlightenment that came from Harvard. But you see, what is going to make you great is going to come from within you. In fact, if Harvard helped you at all, that means it brought you, gave you an understanding as to how to use the utensils that you received in the Holy Ghost when you became a child of God. Hallelujah. Part of what we need to labor for God to achieve, accomplish here this morning is that He will unlock several things that we have been carrying and cause them to come into our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let me take you to the book of Revelation. I have to jump. Revelation chapter 5. From verse 1 to 9. And then verse 13. Then I will show you how you can unlock a seal. And meanwhile, the kind of situation that exists when seals exist over a nation is the scenario that was spoken about in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. This is the case study. This is a scenario of a sealed nation. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Do you have it there? 1 Samuel 3 verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. See, no open vision. So the technology of God that was in the heavens could not come into the earth. There was no means by which implementation of God's current technology can come into the nation of Israel. Israel was obsolete because the avenues through which God sell the ideas of civilizations in the spirit were all blocked up. The seals were in place. And if we are going to go into other more recent technology in the spirit on how
to extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God, then the seals must give way. So in the book of Revelation chapter 5, we will now see what we need to do or in what atmosphere seals break. If you know this, you will labor to create that atmosphere around your life perpetually so that you can be entering into the economy of new policies from heaven, new decrees from the throne of grace, and then you will be up to date with the technology of heaven. Because many of us sitting here today, you are the 1982 model of yourself. Been operating up. God will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Revelation chapter 1. How many of you have seen Benz Regular, the 1982 Benz 200? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, if Satan doesn't obstruct you from giving your life to Christ, one of the things he will do is that he will ensure that you don't know the Holy Ghost. So that you will become obsolete. Things will be moving, but the technology you'll be using will be so deficient that it cannot stop him from achieving what he wants to accomplish. And that's not God's fault. Because God operates by sealed things. So if God wants to reveal some things, God wants to do some things, he will concoct a mystery. He will speak in a mystery. So that it cannot be accessed at face value. You will need to gain entrance before you enter into the economy. Revelation chapter 5. So this is the first term we want to define as seals. The second terminology we intend to define that we'll not be able to define are trumpets. Then summons. Hallelujah. Are you there? Revelation. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the four and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials, full of odors, which are prayers of the saints. So there are two things in the environment where seals break. One is prayer, and you notice they had harps, because they sang. If you go to verse 9, they sang a new song. Alright, let's get the new song, verse 13. They sang a new song. When last did you sing a new song? A song that you never premeditated, it just came out of your spirit, man. Because the Spirit of God inside of you is the singing spirit. When the Lord draws his bride out of the mud, out of the swamp, and begins to wash her with the washing of water by his word, he sings while he does that. The Bible says that they sang a new song. Verse 13 has the song. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. I think that's done well. Now let's connect with that song quickly. That's how I will end my session. Go and study trumpets. We are finished with seals. It's in the atmosphere of prayer. And not just worship. Worship under the influence of a new song. A new song. A new song. That was the atmosphere where seals began to break. And the moment a seal breaks, you will see that John will see a vision. God is taking him into the policy dimensions of heaven. As seals break, he enters into another vision. These are things that he cannot know except he is aided by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that you are sealed. You are one of the facilities that God uses to undo the influence of principalities and powers. So you yourself cannot be decoded. There is a seal on you. Especially when you operate under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you are like a wind that cannot be decoded. So the more Satan attempts to put pressure on you, if you are in alignment with the Holy Ghost, the more he is aiding you to enter into your purpose. Because seals are involved. Hidden things are part of the equation. Can we sing that song? I don't know it, so song. Thank you. Can we pray and ask God, give me the capacity for penetration? It is one thing to have perception, but if we cannot penetrate, we can't enter into the economy of wisdom that has been sealed with the glory of God, that is designed to bring us the advantage that God has ordained for you, that God has ordained for me. The grace for penetration. The grace for penetration. That the Lord will grant us wait in the Spirit. Wait in the Spirit. Wait in the Spirit. Oh my God. So velaimo kovi setamando. Ruska peti e tempo sope la prima anzali. La proposte tabalaito saminande. For it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, and it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. The day of kings, kings whose authority is in entrance and access, that day is upon us as we ask that the Lord will grant us wait for penetration, wait for entrance, wait to access hidden things of God. We need wait in this season to navigate under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Here we are, oh God, asking for capacity to penetrate, to enter into the economy of still things, that our life might be a manifestation of your strategy. Such strategy that the enemy cannot understand. Oh, I know you want to lift someone up. You want to uplift someone's destiny. And that's why you kept these things in hiding. We call upon you. Give us words to penetrate. To release, so amen. Listen, I beheld in the Spirit a lamp. When I pressed, the Lord said, this is a revelational gift that will give access in the Spirit to things that are hidden. And it will happen when you are asleep. It will come in form of waves of dreams. Now, yeah, okay. People are already receiving the anointing for it. They are receiving it already. It is yours. The Lord wants to bring you into seeing things, into hidden things. So the grace to accept it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Receive that lamp. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the place of prayer, I saw someone with a condition on the leg. And it's as if the nerves are agitated. And it brings excruciating pain. And the leg I saw was the right one. The right leg. It's as if the nerves are agitated and it brings excruciating pain. And the Lord said that as I speak this morning, He will begin to heal that leg. So anyone that has that condition, check that leg now. And if you notice there is a change, you just wave. Just wave. There is a lady that is watching me, and you are watching from Lekki. And you are watching with glasses. Can you remove those glasses, keep it aside, and then try to read? You find out that you can read. Samuel prophesied to Saul and said to him, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt be changed into another man." That's what happens when a seal breaks. A new measure comes to you, and your performance is as though it was not you. Oh my. And before we are done with this prayer, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to come upon people, and you will be changed in the name of Jesus. Can we pray and say, "Lord, can you grant that another measure of your Spirit will become functional on my life so that I can access things that I could not access before? I can walk in the context of such wisdom that I never knew existed. And thou shalt be changed into another man. Thou shalt be changed into another man." Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there is a minister of the gospel in our midst. There is a minister of the gospel in our midst. 3 days ago, about 3 days ago, you had a dream where you were being handed a Bible. You had a dream about 3 days ago. You had a dream where you were being handed a Bible. A Bible. Please, if that minister is here, I have a message for you. You were being handed a Bible about 3 or 4 days ago. You were being handed a Bible. If you are here, it's difficult for me to see this congregation. If that minister is here, you were being handed a Bible. Let me see your hand. Just wave. Or ushers, if you find anyone. Yeah. Okay, you're down there. Come quickly. Come. Run here. There is a dimension of the teaching ministry that God is releasing you into at Wapek. And the Lord sent me to you and said, "It is time for you to begin to experience that anointing. that will give you penetration into the mysteries of the Word of God. Let grace rest upon your people. Such grace that will unpack the things that are sealed in the name of Jesus.